I was sitting back there, I was just asking God for words, and I heard the word pinwheel, and I believe it was for you. And so when I think of pinwheel, it's always the most childhood beginning, so I immediately think of food. But I looked it up, and you know those sticks with the, that's a pinwheel, and they're moved by the wind. And I felt like what God was saying is that He's about to set some things in motion in your life through the Holy Spirit, that that wind of the Spirit's just going to blow, and you're the pinwheel that's just going to be spinning. So I really feel like God's going to give you a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit this weekend, and then also there's just things in your life that you're looking for God to breathe on and just kind of breathe life into you, and that's going to happen as this weekend progresses. So just bless that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on, Robin, unless she's retired. Marcella.
You from? Is that okay?
Yes.
You know, I saw you standing up a head taller than everybody else. And that's a curse sometimes because, you know, you're so tall. You can pick, that's the big guy. But the Lord showed me this picture. He said that you're tall for a reason. He said that this time right now is a time that He's picked you to step forward and be a leader. Because you are that guy that's big enough to be in the front. He is already inside of you, but He has all the stuff you need to lead in His army. So just be bold, trust, have that faith that He's there to go for it.
I have a word for you.
Yes.
Right here. I just heard the Lord say that the enemy's really turned the heat up maybe this past season on some things in your life. And the Lord said not only is that the heat's going away, the Lord's going to give you a new perspective that it wasn't the enemy that was controlling it at all. And I just heard the Lord say that there's just some places that just need new life. And I just heard the Lord say that He was just going to breathe new life in those places. And I just saw those places not only new life getting breathed on them, but them coming alive, becoming full bloom into the things that the Lord's called them to be into.
Yeah, I heard also the Lord for you that it's not just about God's going to repair some things, some damage that's been done, but it's going to be like those who were in the fire in Daniel. When they came out of the fire, there was not even the smell of smoke on them. And so not only God can repair some things, they can be repaired. There won't even be, it'll be as if it never happened. Okay? Also, for you, I just felt like there's a great scripture, and I think it's in the Psalms, that says, the Lord is the stability of our times. And I just really saw the Lord, for you particularly, just really solidifying your foundation in the inner man, so that there's just a new level of stability that you're going to experience on the inside, from which you're going to be able to manifest some real authority. We're called, because who we are in Christ, we carry the very authority of heaven. We get to bring and release into people's lives. And you're going to see the authority of heaven released from your life, manifested, destroying impossibilities that the enemy has established on people's lives. It's all going to flow out of the stability that God's really creating us. It's like those words, our house built upon the rock, which is Jesus now, not just as a Christian, but now we'll find out what that means. That your whole spiritual life is about Jesus. He's the great mystery. And that from that place of stability, great authority is going to come forth. Lots of opportunities.
Okay, I have one for each of the Finleys.
Okay, you're not going to sing, are you?
Oh, I can just recite it.
Okay, you're good. Is this all? Okay. She's been in a singing anointing lately.
Well, Stacy, first for you, it's not the song, but the Lord says that you will prepare a table for His enemies. And I saw you wearing a big white satin cloak, and the cloak spread way out, and then it became the tablecloth for this giant table. And then, Mark tiptoed through the window, that is where come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
All right.
Not the middle one, you got the common terms on. There are some transgender issues going on.
What he is saying is that it's tulips that you're tiptoeing through, not landmines.
I have a word for Dale. I just really heard the Lord say, friend of God. And I just saw it was almost like, and he was just running towards you, just running. He's running full force towards you. It was almost like a friend that moved out of the country. And when they come back, all you want to do is talk to them. And all you want to do is catch up and just tell them everything that's been going on. And I really felt like the Lord said, this is a catch up time for you. It's going to come quickly. And that there's always been a place in your heart that really has hungered for the supernatural. And that the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. And that there's still that call on you to see the supernatural.
Amen.
I feel like some people might have like grudges and stuff in their heart, and I just saw the Lord replacing that with forgiveness.
So what?
Grudges.
Lord,
and God
replacing
it with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a word for Dale too. Even before DC, and because I looked up and you were the sunglasses, and I got this picture that you put the sunglasses on and you took them off. And when you took them off, everything you saw was different than before you put them on. And I think the Lord was telling me to tell you that there's a lot more left to see than you've seen. There's a lot more left to experience than you've experienced.
Cameron, I have a word for you while they're doing that. I don't need it. I just saw the Lord setting you full sail. The Lord said, and I've seen sails come up on your ship, and the Lord said, this is a full sail we can. So everything in the spirit that your heart desires, the Lord's going to set you full sail in the spirit realm with that.
You're going to say
it? This gentleman right here, I can't say your name.
John.
Okay. Just follow me because it's going to sound weird at first. But I got a little distracted, but I was listening. I got a little distracted during the teaching, and so I was started thinking about sauerkraut.
That's encouraging. That explains a lot of these years.
Then the next time I'm over, that's the German DNA me. So anyway, so I was thinking about sauerkraut and how, about the probiotics in them, and how, you know, we need the good bacteria because the bad can take over, and so we need the good to put back in after a season of an infection or something that's, you know, made it unbalanced. Okay. So then I start looking at German sauerkraut. So anyway, so I then.
Where's the teacher?
I was listening. So then I looked up at you and I thought, well, he looks German. Well, then the Lord just started giving a word about that this is just going to be really the coolest weekend for you because there's just going to be a balance put back because, you know, our gut is our, you know, our balance of our whole body. And there was just going to be a balance put back. And the Lord's just going to give you clarity, just like a supernatural clarity you hadn't had in a long time. And just clarity of truth. And just going to really increase your wisdom in areas that you've just really been asking for. And maybe I just kind of saw some areas of maybe confusion or maybe some things or some teachings or something that caused some confusion or just things of a lot of patterns. So this is just going to be a cool weekend for you with that. And if you also come here, I wasn't distracted again, but I was praying for you. And so I heard the Lord say, I can't say your name. I heard the Lord say, it's the eighth day today. So I didn't know that. And I looked it up. And so what I started seeing for you was the eighth, meaning new beginnings, suddenly. And so the Lord just started, I just started praying for you, and I just started seeing that this weekend was just going to be a lot of suddenlies. It wasn't going to be something that was a long process. And so then I just saw this big wall, like you would run, and there were ropes hanging off that you climb up. But I just saw you just start running and just leap the wall. So this weekend is just going to be really a leap for you spiritually and healing and things you've asked for. It's going to be so.
Yeah.
For you,
I heard the I heard that the Lord said to expect greater things when you came here expecting, and that this weekend there are going to be things that old wells that are going to spring up that you thought would always be dry.
Cameron, I saw this locust skin that was empty. You know, I'm talking about, you ever see those on trees? And then I saw this like empty cocoon, and I just said the Lord, I just heard the Lord say, metamorphosis for you. That there's stuff that I think has been growing in you. That's just what I felt like from the Lord, that you're just going to bust out that from glory to way into creation. Just busting up.
All right, Kate, let's think through. These three have not had a word.
Kate has a word for the
Lord. Carrie, I have a word. She had a word. So you got some books. I have a word. Last word, give you some word. Okay, yeah. Okay, who's this for?
The lady in the white.
Okay, Kim.
Yeah. Okay, I noticed that your shirt was white, and what I just saw was like snow, and I, like, you know how most snow is clean? I think the Lord's saying that he's just going to wash you, and I realized that we played this song called Drenched in Love, and it said, I'm washed, I'm drenched in love. And I think there may just be some places that you, that he's just going to replace, like, what Abby was saying earlier, like with forgiveness or love.
Amen.
Also, if I can't go with that, I've gotten earlier, is that I just believe the closure. There's some places where you wrestled with for a while. It keeps popping its head up, and the Lord said that the doors that he's going to close, no man can open. And the doors he's going to open for you in the spirit realm, no man can close.
Amen.
This is a time for closing door. Washing things, making them light, lighter than snow. Yeah, that place in Isaiah talks about that in some of it.
Can I pray on the neck with her? I knew so much in the hope of far. And the Lord said, make
it
snow angel. Love Jesus.
Amen.
All right. I'm not so simple. I had a word for you. What I saw was what appeared to be a kitchen. And you were standing, and there was a bowl, and there was ingredients, and your hands were in there, and it was mixing. And Jesus was standing behind you, and he was dropping the ingredients in this bowl. And as it was being mixed up, you didn't know what he was putting in there, but he knows what he's putting in there. And what was rising within you was this expectation as to what is this going to taste like? What is this going to smell like? What is this going to look like? This new ingredient, this new creation is coming, that's emerging, and you're going to see that start to bubble up within you because he knows exactly what he's doing. He's putting all of this new stuff in you, and you are... you're involved in mixing it with his
food. Do I have a word for Matthew over here, or for this dear lady, or for Karen?
I have a word for her.
Got
it? I just really felt like the Lord said to tell you that he's going to renew your youth in the spirit. Mm. And that it's almost like, you're just like a spiritual, you're going to become like a young person again. And that there's ground that you didn't think possible to take, but God's saying it's possible to take it, and you're going to see yourself run with new energy.
Amen.
Yeah, it's also like the Lord is saying, don't look around you at the friends who aren't around anymore, who you've gone to be with the Lord. Because the Lord said, you've got plenty of time left to do the things that are in your heart. And he's awakening new stuff. So there's plenty of time to go for it. The best is yet to come. Did anybody have a word? Did Karen get a word? Or from Matthew?
Karen?
Yeah.
Just got in, and the Lord was just taking it real quick. So, you know, all the way.
places where we were striving or whatever, this weekend is going to be such a fresh start, you know, like a move of the Holy Spirit like you've never experienced before.
Also, Kelly, I saw two opportunities in front of you. And two opportunities. And what God's going to do this weekend, what God's doing this weekend, is that one of those opportunities is of God, one of them is not God. But there are two in front of you. And that there's going to be, God's going to do such a work in you, you're going to feel really sure and certain more than ever before about the one opportunity. And you're going to go for it. And did you get a word? And so that, if he didn't get a word, I would never hear the end of it from Sarah. He got two words.
He got three, remember?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Remember.
That's right. Tell her three. Three words. Okay? If you don't know Matthew, this Matthew, I've concluded, I've told Sarah this, I think he's a Russian secret agent librarian. But we haven't really figured it out yet. That's why he's here. We're going to try to scope out who is this. Three words,
So, for the lady in the green back there, I see you're on a chess game and you're wondering whether to make the move. And the Lord is saying, yes, you. The Lord is saying, go ahead and make that move.
Sandra, did Sandra get a word?
Sandra?
Okay.
She's not
going to. I know, but can I get a word?
You'll be here all weekend.
I have a word for him, too. I don't know if you draw or write, but I just kept seeing you sitting in front of a an architect would have that little board desk they use for the stove. I just kept seeing you sitting at one drawing, and it was of a kind of a small building, and you wrote on top of it, "My wife, my plan." So I just saw you kind of etching on it, and then I just saw the Lord's hand reach down with a drawing that lay on top of yours. That was just huge. It was just huge. And what I heard him say is, you know, my plans are way bigger for you.
That's four words.
Hey,
Dexter, you had one for him? You had one.
It's the first will be last, and the last will be first.
Five words.
That's it.
Did I get any more recipes? Okay. So, and don't worry, Rosemary's feelings aren't hurt. We have this thing because Rosemary. But here's what Rosemary will do. She's like our ever ready bunny word thing. And, when you get through with lunch, she'll be out in the parking lot. Anybody wants a word, she'll just say. And because she does that with cars that drive by, and she'll bring them. You put a little poster around her neck on both sides. I got a word.